Here are four principles for living like an American. Protect freedom. Take responsibility at all times. Express gratitude for every gift and opportunity. Become a source of love. Once again, these are the times that try our souls. We must find the strength and the courage to rise up to refound America in the spirit of liberty. Well, welcome, my wonderful, wonderful audience. This has been a sad week for those of us at Refounding America and Reclaiming Ourselves. Zev Zelenko, Vladimir Zev Zelenko, passed. He'd been ill for many, many months. There's no conspiracy about it. People were talking about him not dying a natural death. He was very, very sick, and it was his belief in God and his amazing fortitude that kept him alive. And we've done a memoriam for him on America Out Loud. You can get to it on America Out Loud or on our website, Bregan.com. Today, we have a guest that I think is just going to be amazing, Major General Paul E. Vallalee. And I have been on his show. This is a very incredibly informed and connected and knowledgeable man. We're going to talk about World War III. What I say is we're in it and we're losing. Major General Paul E. Vallalee. He is an amazing man. I've had the honor to be interviewed by him. In the service for 31 years, he retired as the Deputy Commanding General at the U.S. Army in the Pacific from Honolulu. He's been on Fox News. He was actually a frequent commentator for many years, other media outlets. He's chairman of Stand Up Stand Up America U.S. Foundation, graduated West Point. And he's the founding member of an organization that I've been very impressed by, which is the Citizens Commission for National Security. General McInerney is there, and Lewis Sellin, whom I quote a lot in our book, COVID-19 and the Global Predators, which we just sent him a copy of a short time ago, the general. And Paul Sellin is there, and Alan West. So it's really a great organization. And I asked him if he'd talk with me about World War III. We're in it and we're losing. And he said he'd be happy to. Welcome. Welcome, sir, to our show.
Well, thank you, Peter. Dr. Bregan, I really appreciate the kind invitation. And so we'll try to go around the world here as we can within the next 30 or 40 minutes, see if we can pinpoint and really connect the dots for people. That at our foundation, that's what we try to do. Just like in medicine, you try to connect the dots. What's relative? What are the relationships? What's happening? And so, we'll be able to do that today and cover as much as the world we can, particularly the external and internal threats to America.
Yeah, you said to me that they're the worst they've ever been, and I think that's true in many ways. I think our mainland has been already taken away from us. I'm going to sit back now, and I'd like to hear your overview on all this.
Well, you know, if you look back to the American Revolution, that was a fight against the king. 4th of July, we celebrated over the weekend our independence from the King of England. Then we had our Civil War, which was an internal war, North against South. But now, Peter, we're faced with so many enemies, external as well as internal. we're looking at this global reset, which we'll talk a little bit about, the globalists taking over the world, no borders, basically puppets that will run these global governments at the country level. We're going to look at the growth, expansion of China and the Chinese Communist Party and their influence throughout the world, their Silk Belt Initiative, which we'll talk a little bit about. We can touch on Ukraine, Russia. We can also talk about a really major threat, one which I'm very focused on, and that's our southern border.
Oh, yeah.
And so we can delve into a little bit about our northern border, Canada, because things are not well in Canada. So we can cover all those things. Anyone you want to start with, be fine with me.
I think the size of the threat is how to communicate that to people, because I think our government has been now taken over by extreme left-wing progressives who are pretty much identical, I believe, to the global predators, which is a combination of the Western people like Schwab and Bill Gates and Fauci has been a henchman. So I'd like you to kind of just, you know, dive into that.
Well, our new book, America's Endgame for the 21st Century, which will be out, well, it's on pre-order now at Amazon. We go into depth about the shadow government, and we've identified 38 people in the world who really are followers of Klaus Schwab and the World Economic Forum, and how they're tied in and control the World Health Organization, the WHO. But at the same time, rising out in the Pacific region is China. Massive improvement in their military, in their science, scientific capability, in their manufacturing, the promotion and the launching of the Silk Belt Original Initiative. If you look back in the days of Marco Polo, you can bring it forward now, and we have the new Silk Belt Road Initiative by the Chinese as they come all the way across Pakistan, Afghanistan now, which they control with the Taliban. We'll talk a little bit about that too, and how we surrendered in Afghanistan and left $85 billion worth of equipment to the Taliban at Bagram Air Base. And I had said, then watch, the Chinese will move in. 3 weeks later, the Chinese moved in to take over Bagram, that whole large quantity of arms, aircraft, specialized equipment, computers, everything. Now in the control of the Chinese at Bagram Air Base. So, but you know, what concerns me is this tremendous move to the left. We know the communists have been working for decades in America. All the way back, you remember the McCarthy hearings and their influence in Hollywood. But now they've totally influenced all of our major universities, this leftist ideology. And what does it bring? It brings tyranny. It's a top-down. It's not a people-up ideology. It's a tyranny. It's people controlling at the top all the people down here. And this is what we see under Biden right now. We see the politicalization of the FBI now arresting people because they might challenge Biden and the administration. And we have Pelosi, Schumer, and these left-wing Democrats right in bed with all of that, controlling the American people. And of course, they were able to do that when China launched a bio attack against America and the world with the COVID-19. Back November, December of, I guess that would have been 2019. I'm confused now.
Yes, 2019.
Yeah, so when you go through all of that, track what's happening, and then shutting down America, our businesses, masking us to death, so we're, the population are like lambs, all fearful. And we certainly feel there may be another attack coming in the next few months, so that the elections in November 2022 will they'll be stalled or they'll be delayed, or we won't have them, because the Democrats don't want to lose what they have right now. They want to hold on to that power. Now, one of the things, the issues I'm more concerned about, and then we can talk external, are the cartels. Today, we've had the largest movement, 500 crossed Eagle Pass today. The sheriff couldn't even control what was coming in today. I don't know whether up to 2 or 3 million illegal border crossers now. Intentional. No border on the south, no border on the north. That's what they want. Again, this is the great reset. Borderless societies, borderless countries. And Schengen, which was the seven nations that supported the no border policy in Europe several years ago, was the first launch of this great reset. But I submitted a plan to the Pentagon, even when President Trump was in office, and I've sent it since, on how to neutralize the cartels. General McInerney and I could neutralize the cartels in 7 days with a covert operation. We know where they're at. We know all seven of them in the Sinaloa area. We watch them, satellite, we watch what they're doing, but yet we give them free rein. We've had more Americans killed by fentanyl than we had killed in 20 years in the Middle East.
Think about it. Wow.
Okay. Wow. And then, of course, piling on these unnecessary wars by these presidents from Vietnam. Iraq was never a threat to us. We could have tied down Afghanistan in the first 60 days. A lot of people don't realize, and I'm going back a little because it all relates to connecting the dots today. Mm-hmm. But in November, December of 2001, 100 special forces and CIA operatives with B-52s destroyed the Taliban and their bases of Al-Qaeda within Afghanistan in 30 days. At that time, we had a general, head of the Northern Alliance there, called General Dostrom. We should have said, okay, General Dostrom, you have your country back. Take it. We're out of here. We'll support you. We'll take care of you. We'll give you what aid we can and so on. But what did we do? We stayed there with 20 years. And then we surrendered in 20 years there. But anyhow, back to the cartels. We've got to deal with that. We have another initiative going on for the governors to form an alliance of what we call the free states, formerly the red states. And they've got to exercise their 10th Amendment, federal rights versus states' rights. The governors could be doing a lot more to protect the people against an overreaching federal government, and they're not doing it to any great degree. They could do a lot more on the border using the National Guard, the sheriffs deputizing thousands of people, not permitting anybody to come across that southern border. Now we have China working with the cartels, okay? Now, if you go north of us into Canada, Vancouver, the banks out of Shanghai, moving all that money through Vancouver to buy all the farmland as they can in Canada, plus these bankrupt companies in Canada that had these very valuable mineral resources. Mm-hmm. So you see that happening north, you have it south, then you have an internal tech. So yes, we're in a civil war. America's never been split like it is right now. And America's got to wake up. They got to stand up and know this is what's happening. And they're going to say, we're not going to take it anymore. We're not going to take this mandatory masking. We're not going to take this lockdown of our businesses. And what does it create? It creates a civil war. And that's what we're in, the first phases of a civil war. And then if Putin launches any kind of a nuclear weapon in Ukraine, which he may do, that's going to launch probably World War III. And Biden wants to continue to progress in that war over there, support Ukraine, and Putin will get his way. Putin will get his way. By the way, Putin's never bought into this global shadow government. He's one of the few that has fought it. They don't like it at all. But now you have Russia working with China. China's supporting and filling all the vacuum, any and all the sanctions were against Russia. Russia, Putin just went to Xi in China, and they're fulfilling it. India's also supporting Russia with a lot of things. And so we think by slapping sanctions on, we're going to solve the problem. That's not true. Now, Peter, we have billions of dollars pouring into Ukraine, and they're trying to trace where the money's gone. It's gone into a lot of pockets, just like in Iraq and the like.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I've been telling people that's not going to the Ukrainians. Maybe their elite. It's not going to the arms and to the breakfast tables and to the things they need.
Yeah.
It's all about sapping.
I'm sorry, an overview connecting the dots, so we can go anywhere from there that you would like. It's a lot to talk about.
I'm behind on knowing much about the cartels. You know, I probably just have too little knowledge about it, and I think that's probably true for other people. So there's good evidence now that the Chinese are supporting the cartels. It makes sense they would do that.
Yeah, the fentanyl, the opioids, sex trafficking. Yeah.
Yeah, of course. The fentanyl is being distributed by the cartels for the Chinese.
That's right.
So it puts them right in the middle of it. And folks, that's a war against our young people. They die on the fentanyl in such large numbers. And
over 120,000 last year from fentanyl.
Oh, God. Yeah, that is a war. I mean, it's an absolute war. And again, they're not being stopped. It's an odd thing to think about, but there are leaders throughout the world, including Americans like Bill Gates and Michael Bloomberg, and then you get Klaus Schwab from
Soros.
Europe. And George Soros, who has claimed to be an American for a while. He hates America. Mm-hmm. These people want to destroy America. They want to enforce globalism, which they can only do if they can have somebody like Biden running the government here and destroying it. So the elections, do you think we have a chance of actually getting a fair enough election this November and then for the president that we could win it? Do you think we can get enough votes and that they we can control them enough? Or do you think it's
overwhelming, the Republicans will win if the counties and the states ensure there's going to be any cheating, proper use of the voting machines, mail-in ballots, but we won't have what happened in the 2020 election.
And so what kind of progress do you see? General, what kind of progress do you see in our controlling the election process?
Well, a lot of the states, they think they realize what's happened, what went on. A lot of them don't want to admit it. The state legislatures, if you saw Dinesh D'Souza's 2,000 mules, how those mules were used during the night of the election to distribute all these illegal ballots and have them counted. We saw what Mike Lindell did. He spent millions of dollars tracing a lot of the tapping into the voting machines in Georgia and Michigan specifically. And I've seen all of that. But it's up to the counties where the votes go. Yeah.
Well, and the Supreme Court is going to see a case. Do you know when they're going to hear that case? That sounds like a big deal. Is it a big deal? Do you know?
Yeah, it would be. I mean, the Supreme Court also knew what was going on in the past election. They wouldn't hear anything. Hands off. They wouldn't touch it. None of your large media will touch it. They don't want to go near the election that it was illegal and that Biden is in there. Biden actually lost to Trump when you look at all the specifics. And the amount, maybe as many as 10 million votes Trump won over Biden, if it was counted properly. But the Democrats will do everything they can this November to make sure they win. But it's going to take a strong front. It's going to take a lot of supervision, again, at the county levels. And again, if they create a natural disaster, another pandemic, then that changes the dominoes.
Yeah. I found what you said about your new book. I wrote down the name of it, but why don't you tell us the name again?
America's Endgame for the 21st Century. What is our blueprint to take this country back? And we've laid it out in that book, and that's on pre-order now at Amazon. The blueprint for the 21st century. The awakening of America in the 21st century.
You think
we can see America starting to awake now? I mean, we've said it's going to happen. We see mothers at these school board meetings of challenging this critical race theory, teaching sex education to 5 and 6 year olds. And so there is an awakening going on. But we're in a battle for America. There's no doubt about it. We're in a battle for this country.
Yeah, I sense that too. I sense an awakening going on. Yeah, folks, they really do mean to take charge of and rearrange our world to meet their needs, not our needs. And they want to weaken America. That's one reason to let people come in, to mob in. But another reason is that they want to make a worldwide workforce that they can exploit universally everywhere in the world. And the so-called libertarians, the Koch family, they're supposed to be for freedom. They support these Republicans who want open borders. And they're big invested in China and around the world. But they've actually come out and said, you know, you have to have open borders because then labor is free to move. Yeah, since when are laboring people free to move? Give me a break. Most of them have starved where they are when big industries move. But that's what they want. They want a free labor market. That is, they want us competing with Vietnamese workers. They don't want an entity that stands for freedom, that stands for individual freedom and political freedom. They really want a global governance. One of the things that you might be able to help, we only have 3 minutes to this segment, but it fascinates me that the World Health, the WEF, the Schwab's Group, and Bill Gates and all these people, that they work with the Chinese communists as if they think when they have worked with China and actually weakened America so much that China's leading the world, that China's going to put up with them. Is that a craziness?
The Chinese and the Russians are not going to tolerate these globalists for sure. They're naive, I think. And that's why I say Putin, one of the reasons I think they're continuing the Ukrainian war and they're supporting it over there because they know Putin's got them to rights. He knows what's going on. That's why the ruble is even stronger than the dollar now. And moving to a digital economy, moving to gold, trying to ensure that the dollar is no more the reserve currency of the world. So that's what's happening in the financial markets. But yet we have Blackstone or BlackRock, we have Vanguard, Wall Street firms, so much in bed with China, they can't help themselves. They can't get out. Peter Schweitzer's book, I think, listed 38 members of Congress that are in bed with the Chinese.
Yes, I was just looking at that book. It's a, you know, that's a good book. It's called Red Handed. He doesn't get the globalism theme, really. He doesn't really understand the whole global predator business, but he sure does point out the corruption of not just Biden, but also very interestingly, the Bushes. I mean, the Bushes are practically as corrupt as Biden, or maybe more so.
They are. Yeah, absolutely. As Clinton, the Clinton crime organization.
Yeah. And they're all tied into the globalism.
With Biden.
Yep.
So there's a lot of stories that people don't know about the Bushes. Yeah, now, think about this, Peter, what we covered in the next section. They accused Putin of all this treachery and killing people. Lyndon Johnson and George W. Bush are responsible for more lives being lost due to two unnecessary wars, robbing of our treasury up to trillions of dollars for these unnecessary wars. Iraq was never a threat to the United States. The WMD, they're working on some programs, but they were no threat to us. The Vietnamese were no threat to us. And I've just written an article on that, by the way, that was published this week earlier. I'd be happy to send you a copy of it.
Yeah, please.
Tracking all the money that's been spent on these unnecessary wars by these presidents. And that was the great thing about Trump. We had confidence he was not going to drag us into any unnecessary wars, and he didn't.
All right, we're finishing up the first segment with Major General Paul E. Vallely. Thanks a lot. We'll be back very shortly. Well, welcome back, folks, to Refounding America, Reclaiming Ourselves. And we're talking with Major General Paul E. Vallely, and a man with enormous amount of experience. One of my observations about what's going on to help people a little bit with the Ukraine, You remember, folks, about how there was so much emphasis on Putin and on Trump, Putin and Trump. It was entirely fallacious, but they never let go of it. And I kept thinking to myself, well, why do they want to set up Putin to be the great enemy rather than communist China? Putin's not a nasty individual, for sure. I'm sure he's got many, many lives on his hands. But why all that emphasis? And then as the Ukraine unfolded, I realized that that Putin and Trump have one thing in common. They both have refused to join the globalist party. Putin wants to run his own damn empire. He wants to recreate the USSR at the least. And that makes him the enemy of the entire globalist establishment. Whereas China cozies up to the globalists and gives them tons of money. He's given Bill Gates has got two of the highest awards a foreigner can get in China. One of them is an award that he shares with Hitler and Mao, I think. They just using the heck out of our global predators. They're going to use them up eventually. So the reason they wanted to knock off both Trump and Putin, and why not do it together? And why not try to tie them together when they have no relationship to each other of any substance whatsoever? So that's basically what we've been facing to a great extent here in this war. And the war came from the encroachment of NATO. I mean, you don't have to have empathy to know that Russia can't allow NATO rockets and NATO bases one more country on their border. And all that talk. And then, of course, turns out that Zelensky's cozying up to the World Economic Forum. He's right. Cozying up to all those guys. He gives talks there. They love him up. And he's a corrupt SOB himself.
Well, sure he is.
Oh, God. So I wanted to kind of give that sound right to you, my Ukraine analysis.
Well, it does. And I really feel bad for the Ukrainian people who are being used in this scheme. A lot of people don't realize the nasty eastern part of Ukraine is very pro-Russian. Yeah. Russian history. Many of them have already converted their passports to Russian passports. And the other thing that nobody understood was the Azovs. This is a carryover from the Nazis, World War II, into the Azovs, A-Z-O-V, that are the supporters of Zelensky and a very, very corrupt government. Ukraine probably is and was the most corrupt European country there is.
And he's got a Nazi contingent working for him. I think
that's right. That's right. Yeah, and you had Hunter Biden over there and his millions he made off of that country and his father. You know, the Biden crime family, as we call it.
Yeah.
But interestingly, I just got a call yesterday. What they're calling a red alert in Germany in the next 60 days, that they're looking to the fall, that there's going to be a major crisis as far as energy depletion and goods, agricultural goods. And so if Germany sees that's happening, that creates a whole different problem. And so when I've talked to the people overseas, I've told what we need to do is have a settlement of the military operations Ukraine. Everybody should be working towards that, not the extension of more war, more weapons, more equipment to Ukrainians, flooding billions and billions of dollars into a lot of pockets over there. And I know the Europeans, for the most part, aren't for this. They would rather work with Putin because, they're dependent on him for energy, oil. Mm-hmm. But we're the ones keep pushing this thing onto the Europeans. And it could have been solved. Putin said, he said many times, I don't want the NATO nations on my border. Don't do it. So we've got an international crisis going on here. We've got a food shortage in America, runaway inflation. Look at the oil prices. I'm not sure they are in Montana. It's not too bad here. Hold one second. I'm sorry about that. Let me fix that. It was a radio show calling me, wanting me to be on a radio show.
Tell me, I've got other important business.
Anyhow, I'm sorry about that. I thought I turned my phones off. I apologize.
Oh, listen, at least you didn't say, hey, I got to go. I got a radio show.
No, I wouldn't do that to you. That's for sure. I always try to do that. Sometimes I just forget. So
you're saying Europe is heading for an energy food crisis. A lot of it has to have to do with the Ukraine and the Russia war.
That's what's being reported to me, yes, as of yesterday. And they call it an alert, a red alert over there. It's going to be an interesting next 60 days, that's for sure.
Do you think we're in danger here of running into real food shortages?
Well, we are already.
Okay. Tell me some more. Tell us some more.
You saw what happened with the baby foods. Many of the stores are empty right now. Grain shortage. If you haven't bought any beef or steak for a while, it's about three times what it was.
Yeah.
So they may say inflation, it's 8% or 9%. I tell you, there's commodities out there up 20 to 30% higher than they were before Biden came in. This Biden's a disaster. He's a sick man. He's evil. He needs to be replaced. Our problem is, how do we replace somebody that's incapable of leading?
Yeah.
Impeachment, that takes time. 25th Amendment they could do, but the Democrats don't want to remove one of their own, even though they're being taken down the rabbit hole by this guy and what he's doing. But we have to realize Biden is a puppet of Obama. Obama's running everything from Colorama, which is about a mile and a quarter from the White House. And he does it through Valerie Jarrett, who's in the executive office building. Obama's the one, we're going to change America forever. And that's what he's doing. And Biden is the puppet. And Obama's the puppet of the global elites. They're the ones that put him in there. George Soros and the rest of them that put Obama into the White House.
Yeah, he wants a new position, president of the world. We're going to have a president of the world with Obama.
Yeah.
I think one of the things that's important for people to realize is that as big a disaster as it is actually part of the plan. It's not that they're necessarily doing stupid things. They want to wound America very badly. They don't want interference with globalism. Remember, Biden has sold his soul with his son to these foreign governments. The book we were talking about by Schweizer, he talks about estimates of $1 billion may have flowed into the Biden family from the Ukraine. And I think 31 million from the Chinese folks. So we're talking about people who are part of like an international mafia. Because it's not like he's stealing money from the Ukraine. They're happy to give it to him in return for the favors and in return for the loans and the military equipment or whatever else they're looking for. I mean, even if he gave the Bidens a billion, the Bidens in Ukraine, Biden's giving him, I don't know, how many million is it? 60, 70, maybe billion now. I don't even know how many billions. So they're getting a great return. So we're watching the destruction. There's a purposefulness about this that I think people have to really realize so that they can properly fight it.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that's what we do. We have to fight it because this is the year we have to turn things around. They keep saying, we'll have a new president in 2024. So much damage has been done already. We can't afford any more damage to this country. I mean, we're going down the drain big time across the board. And yet most Americans don't realize it. I had a discussion with some people today. They had no clue what I was talking about. I said, well, you got to do your homework. You got to understand what's going on. You live out here in Montana, and it's great, and it's wonderful. A lot of people moving here from California and everywhere else. But they're clueless, the amount of Americans that are clueless. And they're still going around like lambs, wearing these silly masks that we know don't work. I mean, it's incredible. So the only thing we can continue to do, Peter, is to give as much knowledge through the airwaves, through TV, through articles, to try to educate America what's going on. But we're definitely at a civil war here. We hope it doesn't get bloody. We still can. The bloody part of what's going on is in our streets, Philadelphia, Chicago, Highland Park, we saw over the weekend, Texas, Uvalde. I mean, we see continual increase in burglaries, murders, and it's terrible what's happening to the young Black people in this country. Hundreds every week dying throughout our country. And we have the DAs. Here's the thing I'll point out, a contention of mine is, here you have mayors, and you have even senior police, and you have district attorneys who basically are not enforcing the law. Now, if you don't enforce the law as a elected official, then to me, you're breaking the law because you're putting our citizens in jeopardy. I don't know why legally even the good police don't arrest these mayors and district attorneys for what they're creating in these cities. They should not be empowering. They should not be there. You can't wait for elections all the time to get rid of people who are basically degenerate and destroying our cities and not enforcing the law. That's a big hole right now that we're facing. I wish more Americans would encourage that. The sheriffs in the county, arrest these district attorneys if they're not following the law. They're not above the law, Peter.
Well, they arrest them, and then they got to go through the courts.
That's what they think, yeah. But they don't.
Well, at some point, it's got to go to trial.
Yeah, but that's the problem. You can't trust the judges.
That's what I'm saying. They're as guilty as too,
so they're not above the law.
Yeah.
The president's not above the law.
Yeah.
So if they're not enforcing the law, they're breaking it and they're jeopardizing citizens. Therefore, they should be taken out of office and arrested. Negligence of duty. That's what we have in the military. You get court-martialed for that. Anyhow, I'll get off my soapbox, but I hear
what you're saying. I mean, it is a major issue that those of us, the folks who tend to be more conservative, just don't sit around thinking about how to, compete with or beat out the progressives. Progressives folks are the leadership, and also a lot of ordinary progressives, spend a lot of time figuring out how to take things away from other people. I literally had an organization that Ginger and I built together. It was a very, very big psychiatric reform organization. And we were actually misled by younger men who actually really didn't like us and were progressives, that they'd be great to take over the organization and we could kind of back off and let them run it. And then it comes out that they've been lying to us all along about who they are. And that's how progressives work.
Mm-hmm.
And in this case, my wife had tried to convince me that something like that was happening, and I just didn't see it. And when they did that, she had kept the URL and paid for it herself. And the minute they turned on us and said, we don't want you coming to meetings anymore, you're no longer invited as the emeritus director, she turned them black. she took down the whole thing. And then they tried to sue us and claim criminal, that we'd done criminal things and all. And we ended up, really beating the heck out of them. And we got the URL and we shut them down. They had to create their own organization. They couldn't live on Peter Bregan's name. But that's what they do. And, you know, we don't have those instincts.
No.
And I don't know how to encourage, and you stimulated me this with your outrage, how to encourage our fellow conservatives not to do illegal things or lying things, but to get tough.
Get tough. Stand up. Be strong. Yeah. Be patriot. Your faith in God, honesty, and like I learned at West Point, duty, honor, country. A cadet does not lie, cheat, or steal. It's all about integrity. And we've lost that. The universities don't teach that. They don't even touch integrity. I bet it's never mentioned in any university, other than maybe some Christian universities and Christian schools. But
that's absolutely
I'm sad
true.
Of what's even happened at the military academy, teaching CRT, basically pushing the masking and vaccine of our very healthy cadets. And there's at least six suits now against the academies on this forced Department of Defense vaccinations.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. I'm glad to hear there's fighting back going on.
Yeah.
Well, we have to get tough. I mean, the opposition we are facing specialized in undermining, lying, cheating. That's why, I mean, they want us to be the only nation in the Western world without voter ID so they can cheat. It's the only reason for it. So they can cheat the voting system. It's why they want the open borders so they can just wreck the economy and hopefully have progressive, you know, voters for the next 20, 30 years, be people who don't know what the Constitution is or the Bill of Rights and who are living off the dole. I mean, they're happy to have people on the dole if they're voting for them. That's what they did to African Americans. They're happy to happy to have them not progressing.
Yeah. Absolutely.
So that they'll go and they'll press the lever for them. But I see a lot of lots happening. A lot of African Americans are changing their minds. I am somewhat optimistic, but I sure do hope for God's intervention here. It's the current state. The current state.
We need it this year. We need an intervention big time.
But God doesn't wait. You know, we got to do it. We've got to.
Yes.
We've really got to get. We've got to see that we need our own war effort. The government isn't going to do a war effort to stop globalism. It is on the side of globalism. We need, with the half this country that gets in good part what's going on, we need to just mobilize and get really,
yes,
really
do.
Determined. We've got to start demonstrating. Yeah, they may throw people in prison, but we've got to do legal demonstrations. We've really been shut down on that. We got to do at least do as much as the Canadians have done, and now we have the Dutch are fighting back. Mm-hmm. By the way, Ginger Kane found an interesting piece of research just before I went on. I mean, the folks may not know that the farmers in Holland are in total rebellion. They've actually blocked one particular route they wanted to block. They bought a tank, a big army tank, and dropped it off in the middle of where they wanted to block it. They've been blocking with ships. They've been blocking the ports. Well, what Ginger found was a WEF plan from about 2017 working with the EU and then the Danish to turn Holland into a new entity called something like the Tri-City, that was going to be a part of the Chinese brick and road movement. It's going to be one of these electronic cities. What do they call them? The new cities that where everybody is surveilled all the time, and your energy is monitored. They probably monitor how many times you flush the toilet, I'm sure. And that so what's going on now is the farmers realize they're going to lose all their farms, so they got their backs to the wall, and they're protesting. But the backstory you're not going to hear from anybody so far is that the plan is to turn Holland into a single giant metropolis based on all the the globalist plans for what the great cities will look like. And they're going to replace the farms with these vertical farms so that you become completely dependent on fake meat and GMO foods made in these giant upright factories. And then you become completely dependent, totally, on this global establishment because they're providing you the food. There's no farm fees to go buy things. So this is a little insight into the future. And we really need to fight this. It's really serious. I look forward to seeing your book. It sounds like it's going to add some to what I've been working on. And we've sent you our book. And
excellent book, by the way.
I'm glad you think this. And I want to get yours and learn what you found out about the WEF. Well, that finds very interesting. So take a little bit, if we have a minute, and tell people where they can get in touch with you and stuff like that.
Well, they can support our foundation, donate, help us out. We do a lot of great things. We've been around since 2006. So we've been around 16 years. We do a lot of studies. We do TV, radio. We publish. We support 20 other organizations in the country. And you can go to our website, which is standupamericaus.org. standupamericaus.org. We also have our own radio show on every Monday from 12 to 2 Eastern time, speaking engagement. So we're very involved in everything that provides communication based on fact. And again, that's what the Reality Prism book that's coming out is about. We have to solve our problems looking through the reality prism, not through a political prism. No problems ever get solved today if you look at something through a political prism.
Two books, and then we have to close. America's Endgame and the Reality Prism. We've been talking to Major General Paul E. Vallalie. Thank you. Thank you for being on our show. Oh, God, yes. Thank you.